Now, at the start of the program, I read an email from a woman called Breda. And Breda was explaining about how she had taken her mother to the emergency department. It wasn't a great day. It was a very long day. And then they needed to get petrol in their car. Breda filled up, went in to pay, then forgot the number of her card to pay for the petrol. I'm delighted to say Breda joins us on the line now. Breda O'Shea from Fremount. Breda, thank you for joining us and thank you for getting in touch and sending us in the email. So this was yesterday when all this happened?
Yes, it was yesterday evening about 6 o'clock in the Circle K in Tralee, in the Mile Height. It would have been a very long day and I had asked himself to fill up the car the previous day, but, you know, he thinks the car runs on fumes and that it's the petrol fairies that fill it up or something. So I was driving his car because my mother finds it difficult to get in and out of my car. And I went in to pay for the petrol and I couldn't remember the PIN number. I can remember what the four digits are, but I just can't remember what order they go in. So I left the petrol station and I went back to my car to ring himself to see if he could remember what the PIN number was.
And himself is the husband?
Yes. And he's a very good husband, in fairness. He's an excellent husband. But so I was in the car ringing him and the shop assistant came over to the car. And I actually got a fright because I thought she was ringing to say we're calling the guards because you haven't paid for your petrol. But she actually called to say that a very nice lady who was driving a Kia Sportage and was in the queue behind me paid for my petrol.
Oh, my Lord. And how much, do you mind me asking, how much was the petrol, Breda?
It was about €85. So it was a lot of money. I thought it was the kindest thing. I don't know, maybe I looked completely frazzled, but it was the kindest thing anybody has ever done. And a complete stranger.
So a lady in a Kia Sportage in the Circle K in Rathass in Tralee last evening. What time was it about, Breda?
About 6 p.m.
So about 6 p.m. She noticed, she picked up that you were frazzled, that you were stressed, and she paid for your petrol to get you back to Fremount in Cork, €85.
Yes, yeah.
How kind and generous.
I just wanted to say thank you very much. And if the lady could contact Radio Kerry and you could pass on my number, I would like to reimburse her because, you know, I did have the money, I just could not remember the PIN and I still can't remember it now, but you know, it was the kindest thing anybody has ever done and it had been a very long day and I really appreciated it.
And this lady just drove away, so you didn't have a chance to thank her?
She drove away before the shop assistant came over to tell me that she had paid, so I didn't even get a chance to thank her.
Again, the definition of a person who just wanted to do a kind deed and didn't want any attention or fuss over it at all. How remarkable and how heartwarming as well, particularly after a tough day. It sounds like you and your mother had a tough day in the emergency department at University Hospital Kerry.
We did have a tough day, but we met a really kind doctor who looked after us very well. And I think, you know, we would have been there a lot longer if we hadn't met him. He was very kind. And he really looked after my mother straight away and, you know, gave us the best possible care. I couldn't sing. Actually, we've had a very good experience with the UHK since April. My mother's had two admissions and Dr. Khan over there has been absolutely, literally a lifesaver. And we really appreciate all the care that the ICU doctors and Dr. Khan and his team have given us. Amazing communicator, very kind, and a great doctor.
Is there anyone else you want to mention? Because you sent us an email this morning. This is how we got in touch with you, Breda. We're speaking to Breda O'Shea from Fremount in Cork, who wants to thank the lady who paid for her petrol at Circle K in Rathass in Tralee last evening at around 6 o'clock. She was Breda had taken her mother to the emergency department of UHK. She went in to get petrol, filled the tank, cost €85. Then Breda, because it had been such a stressful day, it got all flustered, as you described there, and couldn't remember your PIN number. And this woman in a Kia Sportage paid for your fill of the petrol, and you want to track her down and thank her for her kindness and her generosity and just a wonderful gesture after what was a tough day for you and for your mother as well. And you were saying there that any time your mother's had to go to University Hospital Kerry in the last few months, you mentioned Dr. Cann and his team in University Hospital Kerry. You also mentioned in your email a Dr. Brofchin, would that be? Am I pronouncing it
correctly? Brofchin, yeah. He was the doctor in A&E yesterday. He was so kind. He was amazing. And when you're stressed, you know, in the hospital, it's so great when you meet somebody like that who's considerate and, you know, realizes that my mother is older and, you know, her health isn't great and took the time and had the patience to deal with us so well.
To listen.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes you get so overwhelmed with, you know, the bad things that are happening and the stress that's going on in your life that maybe you don't take the time to appreciate, you know, the people who do so many, you know, such nice things, you know, like the doctors and the nurses and, you know, that lady yesterday. And I think it really gave me the opportunity to think about all the, you know, good things that are going on despite all the stresses of life.
And when you and your mother were driving home last evening after a long, hard day in the emergency department in University Hospital Kerry, did it lift your spirits no end to think of what that lady in the Circle K, who that lady in the Kia Sportage, who paid for your petrol, who made sure that you weren't caught in a difficult situation? Did it really lift both of your spirits making the drive back from University Hospital Kerry to Fremount?
It did. You know, I suppose we were very lucky that, you know, my mother was okay and that, you know, the hospital visit went as well as, you know, better probably than we anticipated. But, you know, you still worry. And I think, you know, that one act of kindness just gives you the chance to see, you know, things went well in the hospital yesterday and there are kind people out there. And I think it just makes you appreciate all the good things that there are rather than focusing on the negative.
So if anyone's listening in, that woman in the Kia Sportage who paid for Breda's petrol yesterday in the Circle K Rath Ass at around 6 p.m, do get in touch. Breda wants to thank you and she also wants to reimburse you, but mostly to thank you, of course. Do you know what colour the Kia Sportage is?
I think it was a grey kind of colour. I'd actually made eye contact with her when she got out of her car and I was just filling mine and, you know, the way you smile at a stranger, kind of, just when you're passing. And, you know, she was a very nice lady and I really do appreciate it.
And that second's worth of exchange, even though it was only a second or so, she could tell that you'd had a tough old day and something else had gone wrong and she instinctively knew that you needed help.
Maybe, I don't know what it was, but I really do appreciate it. It was a very, very kind gesture.
And Breda, you're very kind to get in touch because you want to make contact with this woman to thank her and also to reimburse her if she will take the money. And I think you've uplifted all our hearts by getting in touch with this story. It's a wonderful story. It's a moving story. And your tribute to the staff at University Hospital Kerry, you mentioned Dr. Cann, his team, and Dr. Brofchin. That was important as well for you to discuss as well, that the staff there are doing their very best.
We've had some horrendous experiences in the hospital. Horrendous. But, you know, when my mother was really sick, I have to say, this was our, you know, April was our first experience with Dr. Cann. And, you know, he's just been amazing. Him and his team, Dr. Daniel and Dr. Asma, they were amazing to us. And, you know, I mean, praise where praise is due. You know, it's all very well complaining about the bad things in the hospital, and I know there are a lot of bad things there, but there are some positives as well, and there are some very kind and caring people working in the hospital. That should be appreciated.
It should. It should. And thank you for getting in touch to show your appreciation and to thank the woman who paid for your petrol last evening, the Circle K in Rathass and Tralee. We've been talking to Breed O'Shea from Fremount. Very best to your mom as well in particular, because as you said, you've had to unfortunately make a number of journeys to the emergency department in UHK in recent months. So we really wish the very best for your mother as well. And to you, Breed, and all Jennifer. Your family. The
thank
very
you.
Best to you
and
all.
Sean Riley in Radio Kerry has done an awful lot to cheer my mother up.
She loves listening to Sean on Sunday nights, which is with his music, his country music, his Irish music, the traditional music.
She does.
The old time tunes.
She listens to him when she's in the hospital, and you know she's been with us a lot with COVID and everything. But she's always in bed on a Sunday night when Sean Riley is coming on the radio, and she just loves listening to him, relaxing in bed with a cup of tea.
Well, Breeda, what's your mother's name? Because I'm going to make sure that Sean gives a call out to you, gives a call out to your mother.
Oh, Sean
on
does
Sunday.
On a you know,
oh,
he's
does
very
he?
Kind, and he
yeah.
actually calls me to see how my mother is every now and again. So it's his friend Kathleen. He and Eileen are very kind as well.
Yes, Sean and Eileen are very kind. They're good people, and they really look out for their listeners. They absolutely do. Breeda, it's been
thank
wonderful
you.
To talk to you. You're an incredible person. Wishing you the very best, your mother Kathleen the very best, your family. And please, if you are the lady who paid for Breeda's petrol at the Circle K in Rathass and Tralee around 6 o'clock last night, your kind act has, the impact of it, I think you may realise how much it's meant to Breeda and her family, and in particular to her mother. Do get in touch and we'll put you in contact with Breeda.